progressive sanctification obviously is different from positional, in that positional sanctification is entirely a work of God. Progressive or practical sanctification includes human responsibility. Now I play a role in this process. Progressive sanctification is the process of being conformed to the image of Christ. It's the Christian growth. It's the process by which I become more and more like Him in character and behavior and attitude and thinking. And every single believer is exhorted to pursue practical or progressive sanctification. Let me give you an example. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. We often have folks who come up and say, I don't know what the will of God is for my life. Well, let me point you to this verse. This is the will of God. What? Your sanctification. Before you try to figure out what He wants to do a year from now with you, focus on what He wants you to do now. What is that? Sanctification. Progressive or practical sanctification. It's you becoming now what you are already positionally in Christ. He says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain. Not that God abstains for you, but you abstain. See, you have to do something here, that you abstain from sexual immorality. Progressive sanctification or practical sanctification is something we choose to do in obedience to God's word and will. It's a cooperation between me and the Holy Spirit as He seeks to continue to conform. That's why we are to stay from grieving or quenching the Spirit. Why? Because it hinders our practical or progressive sanctification. That's why it's important to confess sin so that we can continue to progressively become more and more like Christ. Let me read you another passage, 2 Timothy 2, 21 and 22. Notice the words, the way he says it. He says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, that involves what? My doing something in order to cleanse myself of the latter. Not cleanse myself, you know, in a redemptive standpoint, but from sin that I've been committing. He will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee. It's an action I have to do. Flee. Also youthful lusts. But pursue. See what I'm supposed to be doing? Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, as those who call on the Lord out of pure heart. The commands to be sanctified in Scripture are many, and I'll just read you some very quickly. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's something I do. That's something you do in this process of progressive sanctification. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Why? Why not? In light of what Christ has done for us and who we are in Him. Another example, 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. God intends that the process of sanctification continue throughout the believer's life. It doesn't end. We never reach a point in this lifetime where we can say, I'm there. Ever. Paul was very frank about his own progressive sanctification, often confessing that which he knew he ought to do, he sometimes failed, and that which he ought not to do, he sometimes did.